two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:30. It is 76 degrees.
I-15 looking solid across the Wasatch Front. I'm Eric Butler.
KSL's top story this hour. Patients around the country say it's taking a week or even longer to receive their COVID-19 test results. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
In the spring, it was only taking around 3 to 4 days to receive results, which has many asking, why the big holdup all of a sudden? Well, according to Quest Diagnostics, it's simply all about the numbers. When asked about the delays, a company spokesperson said it's volume and capacity. We can run about 115,000 tests a day. We're just trying to keep up. According to the Deseret News, individuals in hospitals are still receiving their test results within 1 day. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Florida is struggling with the pandemic. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, in Florida yesterday saw the most new cases of coronavirus in one single day of any state in the pandemic, over 15,000. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says their school superintendent is not sure about holding classes.
And he has indicated that he's not going to put our children at risk.
36 states have seen cases increasing in this past week. Disney World reopened in the midst of a major coronavirus spike in Florida over the weekend. Visitors were told no mask, no entry. Orlando also hosting Major League Soccer and the NBA as the pandemic rages in that area. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. The fire aboard the amphibious assault ship Bonham Richard could burn for days, according to firefighters at Naval Base San Diego. 21 sailors and civilians injured in yesterday's morning explosion.
USS Bonham Richard has reported 100% accountability for their personnel.
It's unknown what caused the explosion on the docked ship. And the Washington Redskins just announced today they are retiring the team nickname after years of pressure. Matt Verderam of Fanside says it's about time.
It's Redskins. I mean, are we kidding with that? I mean, it's not exactly ambiguous.
Late word is the team would be abandoning efforts to call them the Warriors, but have filed 44 different trademarks recently. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. The heat continues in southern Utah, but the Wasatch Front is going to see cooler temperatures.
We had some very, very hot temperatures over the weekend. We're still looking at excessive heat for many of our southern areas today of the state, including the southeast. Utah's Dixie once again with temperatures back into that 105 to 110 range into the afternoon. So very, very hot.
Grant says temperatures will cool down today, tomorrow, and Wednesday across the Wasatch Front. The Weber County Sheriff's Office admits an emergency alert sent out over the weekend was unclear. Many were startled by an alert sent at 2 in the morning on Sunday. The alert was for a SWAT situation in West Haven, but reached cell phones in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Box Elder counties.
Upon arrival, deputies did attempt contact at the door. When they didn't gain contact, they stepped back, and shortly after that, shots were fired through the house.
Lieutenant Neely Adams says the message was supposed to only go to people within a mile of the SWAT standoff. Unified Police are looking for the person responsible for stealing Black Lives Matter signs from front yards in Mill Creek. Police posted a video of a potential suspect stealing signs in the area of 3600 South and 3100 East. Police would like you to contact the UPD Mill Creek precinct if you have information. A father and his children noticed a large American flag in Little Willow Canyon in Sandy was missing, so they decided to do something about it. Darren Nord says they found the flag along a cliff, and it was difficult to retrieve.
We had to just gingerly coming down that cliffside. There was two sets of cliffs we had to come maneuver through.
Nord and his two teenagers rescued the 70-pound flag with a few extra hands. The hike to get the flag took 3.5 hours. It's unknown if the rope was cut or if it just broke. They're hoping to have the flag up again soon. Well, college football season is supposed to be just around the corner, and two former athletic directors from BYU and the U of U are talking about what it might look like. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Val Hale and Chris Hill answered questions from the Deseret News. They say it seems to boil down to risk versus reward. A 60,000-seat stadium with only 6,000 people in it could be very difficult from an economic standpoint. But would people feel safe sitting closer together? Or would football players even feel safe in the locker room or on the field together? But they say football is such a critical area of income and support for the other sports and the entire university. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.